Hi there, this is Miss Tara, and this is an audio by Y Guys, continuation of Erica's birthday. In a land ruled by women, the birthday becomes the date a man becomes feminized. The flowing stream of hot water rinsed the foaming white suds of shampoo down Erica's dark brunette locks where they settled thickly peaked on her firm, shapely breasts. Erica sighed, thinking the foam mimicked two luscious pointed mounds of Dairy Queen soft serve, and drawn from an ice cream making machine and placed upon her previously flat, manly chest. Was there no daily, mundane act, none of even showering, that didn't point out how embarrassing modern life was becoming for males under female authority? The soft, warm, luxurious scented suds of the body rinse did feel refreshing to Erica's shrinking penis, and testes kept femininely flat, in control, and hidden beneath her neo-steel she-male chastity belt. Erica tried, as she always did while showering or bathing, to shake her hips and massage the edges of her chastity belt to increase any kind of sensation to her privates. As usual, Erica gave up, finding herself more frustrated for such futile attempts. Erica sobbed. Her tears were intertwined and lost in the cleansing water for the remainder of her shower. After drying his slim, curvaceous body and his soft shoulder-length curls, Erica sat at his pastel pink vanity. With nearly professional skill, Erica swiftly applied foundation, blush, mascara, eyeliner, lipstick, as if he'd been doing so all of his life. Without much time allowed by Sandra, he also dressed in a lovely pink lace size 36C Wonder Bra, matching garter belt, sheer medium top lace trimmed ham stockings, a simple pink thigh-length satin slip, pink panties, and his most plain but still stylish mid-calf-length straight-tailored skirted maid's uniform with full babe apron and matching cap. Erica liked that it lacked the humiliating shorter and flared maid skirt of most of his other maid's outfits. They demanded the use of ruffled or laced petticoats. As he would be working hard this day, Sandra allowed his shoes to be sturdy black opera pumps with only moderate 4-inch heels. Tonight, however, Sandra required he impress her girlfriends with his ladylike prowess in navigating in less comfortable but daintier, sexier, and more elegant ankle-strapped, a minimum of 5.5-inch stiletto heels. As Erica was about a third of the way downstairs to begin his wifely household duties, he heard Sandra's stern voice reprimanding him once again. "Erica, how much patience must I have with you? Get a hair ribbon on that ditzy, bubble-brained head of yours this minute. You know I like the way ribbons sway in the air delicately as you go about your feminine activities. Missy, do you enjoy accruing so many demerits? You're very, very lucky I don't have time to discipline you right now." Shaken, Erica returned upstairs to her vanity and tied a long, lacy, hot pink satin ribbon to a bow on the back of her hair, leaving the bow's long, streaming ends to flow graciously midway down her back. Erica again descended the stairs and presented herself in a curtsy to Sandra, who sat in her recliner reading Forbes magazine. "Master, I hope my choice of ribbon is satisfactory. May I now begin my household chores and begin preparation for tonight's party? I'll try not to disturb you, Master Sandra, by bustling around you too noisily as I work." Sandra yawned, stretched, and stood up. "Normally, yes, Erica, I would be annoyed at your distractingly routine male busy work. However, this morning I'm scheduled at the gym for a workout. Following that, I have a date with Lorraine, Melinda, and Jennifer for a round of golf." Erica fumed internally at the mention of Melinda and Jennifer. Sandra had always mentioned them as a pair of lesbians, and though Sandra had always spoken positively and defended the lifestyle, she'd fortunately never practiced it personally. Erica was sure that would be the one act on Sandra's part that would utterly devastate him and mark the ultimate eradication of his usefulness as a male. "Yes, you're dismissed, so go ahead, young lady. Get to your dusting or vacuuming or whatever your sex does around the home. Also, on the dining room table, there's a package of special decorations I want used for the party tonight. The instructions on exactly how I'd like them displayed are inside as well." End part one. Erica's birthday. Part two. This is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169. www.kinkyroleplay.com